Welcome to this podcast about Saltchuk Mine and Kasan Bay in Alaska. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Saltchuk is a historic mining site at the head of Kasan Bay, on the east coast of Prince of Wales Island, about 39 miles northwest of Ketchikan, and 4.5 miles southwest of Thorne Bay, Alaska. The lagoon sits within a Paleozoic mafic-ultramafic intrusion, roughly 429 million years old, made up of clino-pyroxenite and layered gabbro that cuts through older metavolcanic and sedimentary rock of the Descon Formation. Copper sulfide minerals such as bornite and chalcopyrite, concentrated near the pyroxenite-gabbro contact, formed the ore body later mined at Saltchuk. The U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey published the local name in 1943. Chuk is a Chinook jargon word for water. Applied here, it denotes a salt lagoon that fills at high tide, sometimes with a bore, and empties or partly empties at low tide, sometimes through a reverse bore or a waterfall. A powerful or dangerous chuk is known as a skookumchuk, from the Chinook jargon word for strong. The Saltchuk Mine, a gold, silver, copper, and palladium mine and mill, was established in 1905 and operated most intensively from 1915 until 1941, processing more than 326,000 tons of ore rich in copper sulfides. At least 25 mill structures remain on site. Milling crushed and floated the sulfide ore, and operators discharged the resulting tailings, along with petroleum products and PCB-laden electrical equipment, directly onto the tidelands, a standard practice at that time. An estimated 100,000 cubic yards of tailings lie mostly in the intertidal zone south of the mill on state-owned tidelands. Those tailings hold sulfide minerals that can oxidize into acidic, metal-laden drainage when exposed to air and fresh water. But because most of the deposit sits below the tide line, seawater's natural alkalinity buffers much of that acidity. Government sampling has found the chief risk is not low pH but elevated, bioavailable copper leaching into marine sediment, which is toxic to invertebrates in the adjacent mudflats. At the state of Alaska's request, the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, added Saltchuk Mine to the Superfund National Priorities List in March 2010. Contaminants documented at the site include PCBs, copper, lead, mercury, selenium, vanadium, nickel, arsenic, petroleum, and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. The U.S. Forest Service removed debris and contaminated soil from the uplands in 2011, and from 2011 to 2013, the EPA sampled soil, sediment, water, and marine life. Its remedial investigation report, finalized in 2018, found no unacceptable risk to human health. Cleanup is not yet complete. Since 2021, the EPA has tested biochar, a charcoal-like material that binds heavy metals, to reduce copper's toxicity to marine life in the tidal sediments. Thank you for listening. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, copy edited by Claude AI, and read by a computer-generated voice. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.